It was a very gracious meeting. He is a very smart man and a diplomat. We talked about a range of things, and frankly, we did not agree about everything that we talked about. But it was a very respectful dialogue. I heard him and understood his points, and I think he heard me and understood my points. So it was a good meeting. I was very glad to have had it.
I also talked to the ambassador earlier on, and he was saying that he told you that he's not very happy in that the U.S. and other Western governments are funding, according to him, NGOs to destabilize the country. What is your response to this?
Well, we spoke about the important role that NGOs can play in a society. I mentioned, for example, the League of Women Voters and other NGOs in the United States who work in voter education and in help people register to vote. I think that's a very important function. I also spoke about our support in Zimbabwe for NGOs that do things related to maternal health, agriculture development. Of course, we also supported the COPAC process and the parliamentary strengthening process. So I urged him to take a look at NGOs as potential partners to government and ways to leverage civil society to get important things done that are in the national interest.
Lastly, we also understand that you talked about Zidera. Can you fill us in?
Sure. No, Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo expressed to me his unhappiness that Zidera was still in place. I told him that, in fact, it's my ambition to work with the people of Zimbabwe, the government of Zimbabwe, and you know, the U.S. Congress, of course, has the main say in this, to find ways to move us beyond Zidera. I spoke a little bit about the reason that Zidera was put in place initially in 2001, and offered hope that as Zimbabwe moves through these next few months with a constitutional referendum, with further reforms related to the global political agreement, and then with an election which is peaceful and free and fair, that I thought that the conditions would be met that we could really begin to move forward and talk to members of the U.S. Congress about Zidera and what its future is.